Support for The Sound of Science on WNIJ comes from listeners and from Ken Spears Construction.
This is The Sound of Science on WNIJ. I'm Holly, and I'm here with Susan Dalton, an instructor in the Department of Special and Early Education, with an emphasis in programs in visual disabilities. Susan, I'm so excited to have you on. I'm wondering, what are some current projects that you're working on? Is there anything big going on in the department that we should know about?
Well, we're very excited to just recently be paired up with the Bureau of Engraving through the Department of Treasury to be a distributor for this free program for currency identifiers. These are devices designed for individuals who are blind or visually impaired to help them identify and differentiate their money. Very often, people may have lost their vision and are unable to do that, and then they have to rely on other people to take care of these needs, and it can make them more independent.
That's amazing, giving folks that autonomy and being able to really be in charge of your own decisions. Are there any other big things going on in terms of what are we looking at in the future of vision rehabilitation?
Well, vision rehabilitation in general is really been progressing with technology, especially. So many of the devices made now for just the general public tend to be a benefit to people with no vision. You think of the talking devices like Siri, voice-activated Alexa, they can access that. And many of the products even, that are available commercially have built-in assistive technology that makes it accessible for people who don't have vision.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for joining us today. This was The Sound of Science on WNIJ,
where you learn something new every day.